This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Paul Papalia Prison Crisis, a Communication Failure. When silence becomes the story. What happened? During a violent riot at West Kimberley Regional Prison in Western Australia, female inmates were allegedly sexually assaulted by male prisoners who gained access to them amid the chaos. When the story broke publicly, WA Corrections Minister Paul Papalia refused to explain why the incident had been withheld from public knowledge. The silence after the silence became its own scandal. The communication angle. Imagine you are the minister. You already know the worst has happened. Women were allegedly assaulted inside a facility your department runs. That is the fire. What Papalia did next poured fuel on it. He said nothing, and then he refused to explain why he had said nothing. That is not crisis management. That is a communications death wish. Here is the brutal truth about institutional silence in a crisis. It never holds. Not once. The story always gets out, and when it does, you are no longer dealing with the original incident. You are now dealing with the cover-up story, which is always worse. Papalia did not just fail to communicate. He handed journalists a second, more damaging headline, and gift-wrapped it. The specific failure here is what I call the disclosure gap. It is the space between when an institution knows something and when the public finds out. Every hour that gap exists, it fills up with suspicion. By the time Papalia stood in front of cameras unable to justify the delay, that gap had become a canyon. His refusal to explain the timeline told the public everything they needed to know. There was no good reason for the silence, and he knew it. What should he have done? The moment the severity of the incident was confirmed, someone in that department needed to authorise a factual public statement. Short. Specific. It does not need every detail. It needs three things: what happened at the broadest confirmed level, what is being done right now, and when the next update will come. That structure takes the oxygen away from speculation. It positions the institution as the authoritative source instead of the last one to talk. The lesson from Papalia's failure is not be more transparent. That is vague. The lesson is this: in a crisis, the institution that controls the information timeline controls the narrative. The moment you lose that timeline by staying quiet, you do not get it back. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis sequencing gives you a framework for deciding not just what to say in a high-stakes situation, but in what order to say it, and how quickly. Timing is not a soft skill. It is the whole game when institutional trust is on the line. The takeaway. Before your next difficult disclosure, write down one sentence that answers this question. What is the minimum true thing I can say right now that moves this situation forward? That sentence is your opening statement. It does not have to be complete. It has to be honest and timely. Saying something factual and limited beats saying nothing by a mile, every time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.